Valley View Ag Services, Dave Broughton. Where are you at right now, Dave?
Well, Mick, I actually just, I'm over by Fergus Falls right now. Just came from up by Kittredahl, Minnesota. And after a little while, I'm going to be heading up to up towards Gilby, North Dakota, to help out with some sugar beet harvest up there.
All righty. Well, and I understand you personally are kind of in the same boat as, or in the same mud bath as everybody, huh?
Yeah, it's probably one of the wettest harvests I've seen in my lifetime, I guess. I'm sure other guys have seen locally problems in their own areas, but this one here is hitting a lot of area, a lot of people, and it's a stressful time of year, but people are rolling, and I know their will is going to probably get them through this, but all we need to do is keep this sunshine and wind blowing, but hopefully what the weather prognosticators are talking about, hopefully that's going to skip over us. But, you know, it is only October 9th, but I look back to last year, and I think on October 9th, we ended up with 19 inches of snow up there west of the Grand Forks area, and a week to 10 days later, we're doing soybeans. So we still got a lot of fall left, and I just want to make sure everybody out there is taking the time to get as much sleep as they can and work safe.
For sure. And with the, you know, it's not going to be 20 below. It's just going to be wet. And I guess maybe whatever snow we get might be a little insulating. Is the snow on the untopped beets much better than cold temperatures?
Well, you know, the worst part about snow is I don't know what it is. It just seems like it's so much wetter. But, you know, they're not talking extreme cold. I remember last year we got down, I believe we, in some areas, we actually got down to single digits. So last year, in a weird way, that heavy snow was a blessing in disguise. And then the beets froze and then they healed up again. So I think anybody that's from this area, growing up in this area, understands that, you know, a week from now, we could be looking like we are today and a lot more optimistic. But the big thing right now is the rivers and the tributaries, they're all full, and we gotta get them all dumped up into Lake Winnipeg and make sure that we get some of these waterways cleaned up too.
Yeah, let's keep it out. Let's push it all the way up to Hudson Bay. Let's let's drain the place here this fall. Otherwise, we're going to have trouble next spring. So this is a challenge. Any other agronomic tips or advice for sugar beet producers that, you know, the ones you've worked with for years, they kept coming to you for advice, and now that's what you do for a living, is give out advice from Valley View Ag Services. So I guess what are some words of wisdom, Dave?
Well, I touched on a little bit earlier right now. I just want to wish everybody a safe harvest, and biggest tip and advice I can give to everybody is, you know, take a deep breath, make sure you're shutting things off at appropriate times. And I think that's the best advice I can give now. I could talk agronomics right now, but, you know, sometimes you got to pick your spot and your timing. And I think today I'd like to just tell everybody to work safe and take your time and think twice before you decide to do anything you probably shouldn't be doing.
No chances need to be taken in a year like this. Hey, on the brighter side, I haven't seen a sugar beet root fly root maggot fly for, well, a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. It's I think even the mosquitoes disappeared here a little bit, but I think we'd welcome the skeeters back, in fact, right now. But the one thing, when we get to this point, you know, the soils have reached their saturation point, and you know, they can't get any wetter, so the water is running off. And so, like I said, and in certain areas, we were a little on the drier side. It took the moisture fairly well up to a certain point. Just driving around, you know, of course, you can see the areas on the outer ridges where we've got a little sandier soil, and guys are going. You know, starting to see a few fields of soybeans coming off, but man, all the way from southern Minnesota up through Mindac to American Crystal, you know, there's a lot of crop yet to come off here. But hopefully The big guy is on our side, and we'll get through this one.
Now, are you seeing Cercospora, which is still out there, especially on a day like today? Is it all in the same hot spots as before, or are there some new areas of Cercospora?
You know, for the most part, and it's all on an individual basis. And you saw some distinct differences between certain varieties this year. But I think the growers, for the most part, did a pretty good job of controlling it. But then again, too, you know, we got the old September rolled in, and we were pretty hot and humid and dew points. And you know, a lot of these guys are bumping up on six sprays. And, you know, they got a lot of dollars into these fields. And, you know, a lot of guys tried some different things, different chemistry, different adjuvants this year. And we saw some positive results. But it was a challenging year. But as a whole, I think it probably was a little bit better. And of course, as you went north, you get up north of Grand Forks, you saw less sprays. And of course, to the south, just typical where they've stuck a lot of money into this crop. And so hopefully we can get it out of here. But, no, it's settled down fairly good, Mick. We just need to get the tops off now and dry things out and get them in the pile in good shape.
Yeah, and like Friday's weather forecast, it's too early to predict how many beets might be left in the field this year.
Yeah, I remember last year at this time, I was sitting there thinking to myself, this isn't going to happen, and then it turned out to be, I know in the Crystal area and in Mindac, it ended up being a good storage year, despite the challenges, and I think the growers, despite these challenging conditions, they still work to put the best product in the pile. And so I'm trying to be optimistic, and I hope everybody else is out there. And I just looked back to last year and thought that was going to be a meltdown. And like I said, they put a great product in the pile, and it turned out overall really good for us. So I'm still thinking, you know, it's a lot of fall left, and I still remember growing up on the farm near Mandel, North Dakota, and my dad coming in at during Halloween and sleeping on the kitchen floor, but we've got, back in those days, we had three, four row harvesters, and this year we've got the beet carts, we've got the 12 row lifters that are traveling across, we've got the safety poles, so we're geared up to get the crop. It's just, we just need to continue to have a little bit more cooperation from the weather.
Yeah, and Dad didn't have auto steer and GPS and all that either, so life is good.
Yep.
As good as possible.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Dave, how...
No cab.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Ah, yeah, little canvas once in a while, but that was it. All right, hey, how do guys get a hold of you, Dave?
Well, you know, they can always text me. This time of year works pretty good for texting, 218-205-0330. Or they can reach out to me, Dave Valleyview at yahoo.com, or else check out Valleyview Ag Services, my website.com, and be more than happy to talk to them about the future moving forward. And like I said, once again, just want to wish everybody a safe and profitable harvest.
Gotcha. Dave Broughton, Valleyview Ag. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
You bet. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.